really Jeremy Macklin's the only one I have to report to you with the hip pointer. He will not practice today. You saw where we made the move with JJ, and we brought Marty back and to kind of fill in a receiver spot there. And he'll go through the week and do some work there. But again, with JJ, I really don't have anything to say. I have a lot of respect for the kid. I know he's going to end up hooking on with the team. Probably plays a little bit more his style in the secondary, and I know he'll do a great job. The kid's all class, and I've said this before. That's the toughest part about this business, and he's top notch. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Ravens, and they're a heck of a football team, and we understand that, and they sure started off fast. I have a lot of respect for their head football coach and their organization, and we look forward to the challenge of playing them. Time's yours.
Andy, how bad is Macklin's hip?
You know, he's actually made progress here over the last couple of days, so that's a good thing. He's feeling better. You know, I wouldn't list him as out today. You know, that's not how I'd list him. So but he's not going to practice either. So.
What do you think? What happened with Jarrett? How disappointing is it? Didn't work out.
Well, for the kid's sake, you know, you wanted it to work out. I think he'll land someplace that plays maybe a little bit more his style of secondary play, where he, you know, he's up there and he's knocking the heck out of people and doing that. So it's, like I said, I have a lot of respect for him. That's really where I'd like to end that right there. And just let's move on with the Ravens.
I think it's fair to ask, though. I mean, what went wrong with the evaluation with Jarrett?
Well, I think the Ravens are a good football team. So, we're gonna do well there.
But, I do think the fans deserve an answer. What wrong with the with Jarrett?
I think the style of defense will be best for him somewhere else. Not with this team. So, yeah. I mean that's really what I have to say there. I mean I don't want to keep repeating it. I know you want me to keep repeating it, but I don't want to do that. And this gives him a chance to hook on with somebody and be a contributor in this league and make a living. And I think that's probably what the fans care the most about.
With him gone, how ready is David Sims for the defense, and how close is Colt Anderson?
Well, Colt's ready to play. I mean, he's there. He's done everything that he can do to get himself ready to play in a game. He's gone through practice. He practiced fast. He didn't have any setbacks, no swelling, soreness, any of that. So the knee felt tight, and so now he has an opportunity to possibly get in the game and contribute, and that's what he wants, and that's what we want. And Sims, you know, we liked again what we saw on tape, and we like what we saw out here last week in practice. It was just a matter of him picking up some of the verbiage that we use and techniques that we use, and he'll continue to do that this week. We obviously felt some comfort there to make the move that we made.
Couple days mentally, how do you feel he's bouncing back from?
Yeah, listen, there are so many good things he can take from that game, and then there's some things he's got to learn from it. And he came in early Monday and he knocked out the tape and worked on, he'll work on fixing the problem. So, but there are a lot of good things that he also could take out of that game and continue to get better, and that's what we're all trying to do.
Andy, with a second round pick in general, how do you know when it's time to move on? Obviously, you invested a lot in a guy who's that high pick.
Well, listen, I think you have to be honest with yourselves. I mean, you can't – if it's working, then it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So I think that's the important thing there. And then you give the kid an opportunity to make a living. And if it wasn't working with you, it'll work with somebody else. I mean, you see that throughout the league with different cuts. So you don't – we're all human. We all – have errors that we make at times, and so where we think somebody's going to fit and it doesn't fit, and then you give them an opportunity to move on and like I said, make a living for themselves.
What do you see Joe Flacco stands out from what you saw on Monday?
Well, I think the the offense suits him. What they're doing with the hurry up game, I think he handled that very well. Jim is down there, Caldwell, and he's done a nice job. You can see his influence in there, mixed in with what Cam does. And so, I like what they're doing. It was effective the other night, and they're playing good football.
And you had a couple of wide receivers in camp, a couple of guys who looked pretty good. You obviously couldn't keep them all. What distinguished Marty among the guys that you cut that you'd bring him back?
Well, you saw Marty make plays. I mean, that's really what it came to. He was able to handle X and Z position mentally, and then he went out and made plays. And so we were giving him an opportunity to come back here. We had a lot of tough cuts that we had to make, and that was one of them when we had to let him go.
What kind of challenges does their no huddle present to your defense in terms of shuffling players in and off the field?
Well, they do a good job with that, and it's something we worked on in camp, so we worked on it actually very hard in camp, and so we'll see how it all works out.
Andy, you look at a guy like Ray Lewis, who's been in the league as long as he has. He's dropped 25 pounds, defies all the laws of averages to survive in this league. And what does that say about him as an individual athlete?
Well, listen, he's a Hall of Famer. So before he retires, if nobody else is putting him in, I'm putting him in the Hall of Fame. How about that one? So he's, and I think everybody would agree with me. He's a heck of a player, good man, and the works. He's good for the game. He understands how to play the game. He's doing what it takes to play today in today's football. What he feels it takes, and so I have a lot of respect for him.
Andy, do you put Ed Reed in there too?
I tell you, Ed, yeah. Are we going in Andy's Hall of Fame? Yeah, you're going in too, Merrill. Doggone it. Listen, Ed Reed is even though he spells his name wrong, he's a heck of a player too.
Andy, how much? When you got here in 99, what qualities did you see in Harbs that made you keep him around?
Well, he's a football coach. He's a teacher. He's intelligent, hard worker, tough. I mean, he's good with people. And so those are qualities that you need, I think, to advance as you move up the coaching ladder, I guess you'd say. And Ozzie gave him an opportunity where a lot of people – would ignore the special teams coach. He understood that the special teams coach has to deal with both sides of the football, as many people as the head coach does, as far as when it comes to dealing with your football team. And then he had the experience of dealing with the media. So their job is a little bit underrated in my eyes. And then he had an opportunity to move over to the defensive side for one quick shot there, one season.
But when you get here, you have film to look at the players from before you were here, but you don't have film of the coach. I mean, how do you evaluate his intelligence? How do you know all that about him when you get here?
Well, I interviewed him when I got here. So, and I talked to people. I told you before, I knew Ray Rhodes very well. And so he gave me an evaluation of all the guys that his staff that I might have an opportunity to hire. So, and then I had an opportunity to evaluate him and then go from there and hire him.
You expect a more concerted effort to get balance with the offensive game, especially going up, to take some strain off of Vic and then also to try to keep that Baltimore attack off the field.
Well, you've got to have some form of balance. That's what you have to have. And the most, there are kind of three things that you have to take care of. And we talked about this Monday. You've got the penalties and the turnovers and field position. As you study this game, those are three very important categories that you need to come out on the positive side on. And really, on those, we had too many. It didn't work out in our favor. So when you combine the three of them.
How tough is it that Mike is back in at game speed, that he's not struggling like he was last week? Is there any way to get?
Yeah, listen. I think it's just a matter. I think it's just a matter of playing, and he finished strong, and so you've got to take that and roll with it. I mean, he finished the way a great player finishes, and you see that. I said that you see this all the time in basketball with shooters. The great shooters, they're going to have an off day. They keep shooting, and when it comes down to the end, the great ones end up sinking the winning shot. So Michael, that's what he did. He kept firing. You didn't see him hesitant at the end of that game when everything was on the line. He continued to fire, and it worked out well for him. So he's a great player. He didn't have a lot of reps in the preseason. I continue to tell you that he would get better as we keep with the more reps he gets.
What types of challenges does the Ravens defense present for your offense?
Well, they've got a lot of experience. They have their whole secondary back, and their linebackers are back, so they've got good experience there. They're big and strong up front, and so you know, they led a few of the categories defensively last year, and in particular in the pass game, and so we've got to make sure that we're sharp and do the things that do the things that we do. We need to focus probably more on what we're doing and make sure that we take care of our business and then go into the game that way. So.
Andy, were you comfortable with LeSean's touches the other day? Too many, too few? Were you comfortable?
No, you know what? I think when you add all the plays up, I mean, we had really when I turned on the tape, the real tape, there were 95 opportunities that we were on the field for. So now all those didn't count, obviously, but there were 95 clips on my computer when I turned it on, and I don't remember a game where we had that many snaps. And so when you look at it that way, or take the 86 or 88, you know, whatever number you want to come up with there, and you figure it out, then I think he was right. He was in line. He had an opportunity the first play that didn't work out for him, and a couple of runs didn't work out for him because of penalties. The first play, he ended up tripping there. So then a couple of penalties took some things away from him. But I think all in all, he had, you know, when I looked at and evaluated, I thought he had enough touches.
Deion Lewis, your bona fide number two.
Running back still.
Yeah, we're still working through all that.
You mentioned the no huddle with Flacco. Is that something you have explored at all using with Michael Vick this season? Using the no huddle attack offensively, or is that not part of
No, we saw us do it a little bit in the game, you know, so I mean, but that's not our primary thing. No.
Andy, who does the offense?
Looked to do a very good job in the slot his first game. Do you agree with that, and also how much, you know, better does he have to be against a guy like Bolden?
Well, you're talking about one of the better inside slot players in the league, big, strong, physical guy, pro bowler, that whole deal. So, but to answer your question, I thought Boykin, he did do a nice job. And I think you'll see this with the young guys. They'll continue to get better as the weeks go on and they get some experience under their belt. But you've got to be happy with how he played in that game. This will be a big challenge for him. I think he'll step up to it.
Does he have the size? I mean, the size going to be a kind of an obstacle for him with Bolden kind of being built like a linebacker?
Well, you're gonna have those matches where you've got to be able to do certain things there and work with it. You know, you saw Jose do it for a number of years, and they learn how to work that, and it won't be any different here. He'll learn how to do that and work on it this week, and we'll see how it goes.
Andy, who does the offensive play calling in game? Is it you or Marty?
Marty does. He does a great job with that, and you know, the thing we have is great communication during the game, so. So we keep things wide open. So
does Vic have to do a little better job at finding the second and third receivers when the first option has gone down? Can he improve at that? Or is he looking at that?
Well, listen, I know we're focusing all on Michael here. I think everybody offensively, starting with me, I mean, we need to all do better. We need to protect better so he's not moving all around in the pocket. We need to receivers have to run their routes better and more aggressive. And you know, we've got to. And Michael's got some things the running backs have to protect a little bit or get open in certain, so there are a whole lot of things that we can work on here, and I know it all falls onto Michael, but there's a little bit more to it than that. So
you concerned about how King played?
You know, I thought actually King did for the most part did a pretty good job. Yeah, but he can get better too. But I mean, I thought for his first go around there, I thought he did a pretty good job.
What's your left backup? Is it still Demetrius as close? I mean, where's Dennis Kelly fit? Because it seems like he's the number two guy now.
Well, he was the one that was active, yeah. So yeah, he would. But I've got guys that, you know, I've got guys that can play both sides. So I'm lucky with that part.
Your defense going up against a guy like LeSean all the time in camp help you for a guy like Ray Rice? Or
you think they're similar enough?
They are very similar. Both great running backs, and so they do a little bit different scheme at times. So, but we'll work on that this week. But I tell you, as far as their athletic ability, quickness, strength, all that, I think they're very similar.